Welcome to another Chef Spotlight with Southern Gaming. I'm your host today, Doug Driesback, and today we're excited to catch up with Chef Jesus Arguelles from the Red Lotus Asian Kitchen in Baton Rouge, Louisiana at the L'Auberge Casino Hotel. What a great property it is. In addition to a great casino with all your favorite games, the property features a full-service hotel with a pool featuring private cabanas, poolside cocktails, and more. They also have a barstool sports book where you can bet all your top games and favorite teams. Great entertainment regularly, and you know the property takes a lot of pride in their culinary offerings, just like a lot of properties around the country. They have a great steakhouse with 18 Steak, Bon Temps Market, and of course, Red Lotus Asian Kitchen, which we're excited to be here with Chef Jesus today. Chef, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you being with us today. You know, Red Lotus is it gets a lot of talk and a lot of people really liking what you have going on there. So we look forward to hearing more about your influence on the menu and your team and what you're offering guests. How long have you been at the property there at L'Auberge?
I've been here almost 4 years now. I started working over here in November 2018 after I came from Lake Charles. I was working on L'Auberge Lake Charles for over a year, and then I was transferred over here, and I've been here since then.
Sounds good. Prior to your time at the Lake Charles property, how long have you been a chef or been in the culinary business?
Well, I went to the culinary school in Mexico. That was in 2008. So it's been for almost 15 years now.
Oh, wow. What were some of your early influences? Like, what made you become a chef from being, just a guy growing up to being saying, I want to make food for people?
Well, you know, my family's been around kitchens the whole time, you know, like my mom really enjoyed cooking. I remember my aunt cooking, my grandmother cooking, you know, it's just like all this around my family makes me like, you know, I want to be part of this and I want to be serving for people. I want to be making people happy with my food. And that's how I started. Yeah.
So as your journey kind of progressed through the culinary caveats of your career, have those influences changed? Have you picked up role models along the way, or have you learned new things along the way? And what are some of those things?
Well, also working with great chefs along my career has been like a big influence until like these days. Like I've been working with so many chefs like that I love working with them. And it's been like a tool to motivate me to keep cooking.
Excellent. So when it comes to the Red Lotus, give me a little bit of a description about the restaurant and what you have to offer on the menu, and what are some of the customer favorites there?
Well, we're like a upgrade Asian cuisine, I would like to say. And I mean, we have lamb chops, we have general chicken, we have the traditional dishes. But we put a little bit extra on that to make like, better for the customers. We like to create new dishes. We have lemongrass chicken wings. We have, like I said, a lamb chop. We have Peking duck. We have the classic, the fried rice. We have a little bit of everything for the guests.
So do you feel like some of your personal preferences and cooking preparation comes out in what's on your menu? For your customers, or are they more directly like for what you feel like the customers will enjoy? How much of your spin do you put on the dishes?
I would like to say both. I'm always thinking about what the customer will enjoy, but also the flavors that I like and that I'm familiar with. I try to put them together to have like, you know, that perfect balance between my flavors and the Asian flavors and put something together.
Right. So what's special about L'Auberge and Red Lotus that customers, you know, might come to the property to experience your food and your offering and your experience and ambiance, maybe over another property? What makes it the evening or meal special for the customers?
Well, I really think that the people, like, I really believe that the people, that all the team members that work here are what make this property special and unique. And I mean, you can see all that wherever you go, including our dining options. Like all the service and everything, all the passion that the team members put on the work every day is going to be reflected in what you're going to see when you come here.
Excellent. So from a chef's perspective, you've been around the kitchen and the dining rooms for a long time. From your perspective, what makes the perfect dining experience from start to finish, and how do you and your team strive to provide that experience for your customers?
So, I mean, for me, I think it's service, food, and company. Those are the three things that, you know, that's going to be the best, for me, the best experience. I mean, obviously, we can control who you're going to bring with you, but I can assure you that me and my team will always do our best to give you the best experience every time that you come visit L'Auberge.
Well, that matches right on par with everything else at the property, and L'Auberge is certainly of the highest caliber for customer service and customer experiences. We're really excited to have you join us today, Chef. And is there anything else you'd like to add about the excellence in dining at L'Auberge and the Red Lotus?
Well, like I said before, we have great chefs, an amazing culinary team. And believe me, every time that you come here, we're going to work hard to make your visit a memorable visit.
Well, fantastic. We can't wait to visit again and look forward to it. And for more information about Red Lotus and L'Auberge Casino Hotel in Baton Rouge, visit lbatonrouge.com, lbatonrouge.com. Thank you for listening today to another Chef Spotlight with Southern Gaming. I'm your host, Doug Driesbeck, and we want to thank Chef Jesus again for joining us today. Chef, have a good one.
Thank you. You too.